Yeah. Man, that's some awesome, awesome, awesome worship. It's just great to be all in one accord as the body, just singing to the glory of our Father. It's just awesome, awesome. Hey, I'm so glad and thrilled today that you get to participate in what we're about to participate in, and hearing from a very, very special guest who has come all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, to be with us today. Would you welcome, he's already been here once before, so he's not a guest anymore. He's a family person now. So would you welcome our family pastor today, Pastor Simon Mbevi. And he brought his family with him this time. So this is awesome. He was with us about a year ago and spoke on prayer. And Pastor Simon is well-known. He's an author. He's a well-known communicator and speaker. He's a pastor in a local church there, Mavuno, which is also part of Nairobi Chapel. We know Oscar Muryu. And so we're just excited. He travels all over the world and shares and he speaks. He's a great advocate for prayer, which he's already spoken to us about a year ago on. He's also a great advocate for moms and fatherhood and parenting and men. He's written a Man Enough book. He's written a prayer book that I'm actually going through right now. And he is just an amazing, amazing guy. And his better half, that's just him, his better half is Sophia down here at the end. And his oldest daughter, Covenant, is 16 years old. And his next oldest is Promise, 13 years old. And little Fireball, I call her Doodlebug here, Baraka, is 8 years old. Give a big wave, Baraka. It's really exciting because I just get like really excited that God lets us hear this little church in a cow pasture in Chuliota, and we get to play in the sandbox with some just amazing world leaders in Nairobi, Kenya, and what God is doing around the globe right now and in using East Africa in a great way to spur on Christianity in a way that we've just not seen in our culture has just been absolutely fantastic. So it's an honor to have you with us today, and I'm looking forward to what God has to share with you. And I said this to him first service, don't be worried about offending us or saying anything. You just speak what God has chosen to give to you for our words that we're going to learn from and change from today. So let me pray over him, and then we'll get to hear from God's word. Father, I thank you for Simon. I thank you for his family. I thank you for his ministry. I pray blessings over his life and over his family. Thank you for the example that he has set for us in churches all around the globe, for the power of prayer, being a great advocate for families as we're celebrating today, and for motherhood and for fatherhood and for parenting, God. And God, for men, thank you for him being an advocate for helping point us to the Father. And I pray today that you would speak through him, and that God, he wouldn't hold anything back. That he would just speak boldly and with truth the words that you have for him to speak to us today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Okay. One more time, just celebrate my family. They're just great people. Would you just... I think God gives us family to reveal his heart to us, but also to straighten us up. So that family has just helped me get to know Jesus and get to realize I need God's help. Anyone who fails me, family just shows how much you need Jesus. Yet they also show you how great Jesus is. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate Todd and the blessing he has been to us in Kenya. And this church, you're an amazing church. Since last time I was here, we've been praying for you and praying that God would do amazing things here. And it looks like he is doing amazing things. Is he? Thank you. We're very conversational in Africa, so remember, let's enjoy this together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. All the ladies who are here, whether you have a child or not, there's a mother locked up inside of you. So happy Mother's Day. It's interesting that the last 3 years I have spent Mother's Day in the U.S. I don't know how it happens, but I've been here and I've been blessed so much here. I feel mothered in this country. I feel blessed. I feel fathered by great men that I've gotten to meet. We love America, and may the Lord bless this country. If you're like me, I think you get worried when you go to a different culture or relationship or school or college, and you're asking yourself, will I be accepted? Will they just take me for who I am? I found myself fearing that in many countries where I've spoken, wondering, are they going to just like me for who I am? Short, slim, a little bit here and there, accent that is different. Are they going to accept me? And I, as a human being, I worry sometimes about that. Then I also wonder whether I'm going to receive love. Whether people will just love me and come down and give me a hug and say, we love you. That means a lot to me. And thirdly, I always wonder, are people going to celebrate and affirm and just say that was great or you did well or this and the other? Are they going to affirm me? And I realize that I am not alone. Many of us are looking for that. In fact, it's interesting. It looks like God gave us those needs, three psychological needs, and put them in us so that we may reach out to him. That we all want a sense of belonging. You want to feel accepted somewhere by a boyfriend or by another friend. I remember the first date I had with my wife, and I was going to tell her that it looks like we should be going out. And I was worried. Is she going to think I'm crazy? Well, she did, but eventually married this crazy guy. But I was worried about that. We long for acceptance. We long for affection. We long for someone just to give us a hug and say, I love you, brother or sister. We long for that. We want it. These are things that God has given us. And we were created by a God who is Trinitarian. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're a community of love and relationship, the perfect relationships that ever would exist. And we were created in God's image to want this in relationships. So we're not crazy to want to be loved and accepted and affirmed and celebrated by others. This is something God put inside of us. And then put us in community so that community will point to the God who alone can meet those needs. So just look at your neighbor right now and say, I accept you the way you are. I know that's uncomfortable for some of you, but I'm sure if you're sitting next to your spouse, you probably said it proudly. I remember we talk about the stages of marriage, and usually you start with a dream, and then you go to drama. And during drama, you just fight a lot with your wife or with your spouse, and there's some things that happen there, and you begin to learn how to accept each other. And during that time, you really want your husband or your spouse to accept you in spite of your waistline or however you look, whatever your hairdo is. You just want to be accepted. If you're a man, in spite of your snoring at night, you still want your wife to accept you. We look for this. Thankfully, as I said, we have a God in heaven who is perfect. And yet he meets those three needs for us. I want to read for us from the book of Mark, chapter 1. Jesus is about to launch into his ministry, and he's being baptized by John. And these words come up in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Let me read them. It says, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, as he was coming out of the water, coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. We see the Trinity here. Then a voice came from heaven. Listen to what the voice said. You are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You are my Son that I love, and I'm proud of you. I mean, Jesus, as a human being, needed to hear those words, but it was more for the rest of us. Those words were spoken into eternity so that everybody who ever lives will hear these words from the Father. Three things. You're my Son, and that's acceptance. Acceptance. Number two, he said, whom I love, your beloved, I love you, and that's affection. And number three, I'm well pleased with you. That's affirmation, the three needs that psychologists say we so desperately want in relationships. Jesus heard it from the Father. This is my Son, acceptance, whom I love, affection, and with you I'm well pleased. That is affirmation. Psychologists say that between 0 and 8, mothers play a very important role to meet these needs. And then between 8 and 14 or 15, fathers get to affirm that with their voice. They get to say those words that children have heard so many times from their mothers. So as fathers and mothers, we get to bring in those three, to meet those three needs in our children. And mothers do it so well. My mother is 83 years old right now. A few weeks ago, she had a stroke, and she lost a lot of the function of her body. But God did a miracle within 24 hours. 99.9% of it reversed itself. And she's well and healthy right now. And I remember we met in a family meeting. We had 10 of us. My mother believed in numbers. So we're 10 of us, and she met us and she told us that, you know, these are the ones she said, I would have died 2 weeks ago. And so maybe you'd have been gathering today at my funeral. But I'm so glad that I'm alive. And she said, I want to continue to love you until my last breath. And I want to continue to pray for each one of you every time until I've gone to be with Jesus. And she said, I am glad I have a few more years to love on you and to pray for you and to show you God's love. She's an amazing mother. And we have amazing mothers right here and across this country. And one of some of the things mothers do for us is to show us acceptance. You're born and you're little and tiny, and mom picks you up and looks into your eyes and says, you're mommy's daughter, you're mommy's son, mommy loves you. And they show us acceptance. I mean, whether you're fat as a baby, or picky, or moody, or noisy, or hyperactive, I'm sure Todd was hyperactive as a baby, or you're chilled out, whoever you are, you're mommy's baby. And you're accepted in mom. Can we give a clap to all the mothers for accepting us? Maybe as a baby you were waited for a long time and they prayed that you would show up and eventually you showed up. Or maybe you came as a surprise to a teenage mom. Whoever you are, mothers, show us acceptance. They get to say, you belong here, you're accepted right here. I am so glad my mother did that for me. As a little tiny, tinier than all the other kids, I remember when I went to high school, they said, who did you leave your mother with? You're so tiny, you need to be with your mother. And I felt unaccepted in many places, but when I went back home, mom's arms were wide stretched to receive her son. I was accepted in mom. And number two, she showed me love. showed me love. It's changing in Africa, but culturally, we don't hug each other too much, especially the age of the generation of my mother. And I remember the first time she gave me a big hug when I was graduating out of law school, and she hugged me, and she said, "I love you," and she said those words and said, "I'm so proud of you," and I felt loved. I felt that love from a mother around those arms. Mothers do that in a great way. In fact, mothers speak all the love languages. Do you know the 5 love languages? Whether it's gifts, they give us little gifts, or physical touch. They get to touch us and sing for us some songs, acts of service. They serve us, they feed us, they wash us, they do amazing things. Words of affirmation, quality time. I mean, all the 5 languages, mothers give that to us. And we get so comfortable in that love that we learn how to trust. We learn how to trust. For the psalmist in Psalm 22, verse 9 and 10, he said this, "Lord, I learned how to trust you at my mother's breast. In the constancy of the love of my mom, I got to learn how to trust. And now I trust you because of my mother." It's interesting that many times we learn and understand intimacy from our mothers. Great moms we have. And lastly, mothers get to affirm us into our self-worth with the words. You know, the words of affirmation from a mother are like, Orlando's afternoon rains. They just come down on us. You take your first step as a baby and mom is saying, "Great, look at that." You get to finish your food. It was a struggle for me to eat when I was young, and I think my body shows it. But whenever I finish my food, my mom would celebrate me and say, "Come here." And she would lift me up and celebrate me. Words of affirmation. When you say your first words and mom is there to celebrate you, you get to understand the world is good. I'm going to be celebrated for whatever I do in this world. Mothers give us the courage to go into the world and do what we need to do. They get to make us feel significant. 3 needs mothers meet in 5 different ways. I'll just say this, you could write it down pretty quick. I talk usually about the 5 P's of a father. I want to give you the 5 E's of a mom pretty quick. Number 1, they enhance life. Mothers enhance life. They give us life and support life and enhance life. Genesis 3:20. Adam called his wife Eve and said, "You'll be the mother of all living." You're a mother. You celebrate life. You support life with the words you speak and whatever you say, with the prayers that you pray for your children. Number 2, they encourage. They give us courage to live out our lives. And I remember when Jesus was on the cross and the mother was there and looking at him, and he was giving his life for the sake of all of us. But the mother was an encouragement right there. "Go ahead and do what you were born to do," she would say with her eyes. And then mothers get to educate. So number 1 is enhance life. Number 2 is encourage. Number 3 is educate. Educate us in values, in language, in emotions. Proverbs 1:8, the Bible says, "Never forget what you learned at your mother's knee." Never forget. So mothers educate us. Number 4, equip. They release us. As they win us and continue to release us over life, they teach us skills for life, whether it's eating or brushing our teeth or showering, whatever it is, they just prepare us for life. And lastly, they empathize with us. They feel with us through pain and joys and all everything. They are there to fit into our shoes and feel with us. One more time, would we celebrate all the mothers for the great work that they get to do? So mothers meet these 3 needs. Let's say them together. Number 1, acceptance. Let's say that. Number 2, Affection, number three. All right, one more time. One. Acceptance. Two. And number three. Mothers who are here and ladies, go out and show that to the world. Start with your children, but don't stop there. There are many people in the city who need a mother's heart, who needs to be accepted for who they are and are loved and affirmed. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. I used to have a boss who was a lady, and she was a mother to the office. I mean, she was a CEO, and she loved us. And I remember we would feel like we have a mother in the office. She would tell us when we needed to straighten up. But she was so motherly that she revealed the heart of God to all of us at the office as she related with us. Go ahead and be a mother out there. Love others. Show affection and show acceptance and affirm others. Let me tell you, mothers, as I close, your most fulfilling role in this life is to be a mother. It may not be the most celebrated, but it's the most fulfilling. Every mother, when they're on their dying bed, they want to be with their children. They want to mother them one more time. It's your most fulfilling role. So go out there and mother everyone God brings your way. And I speak to this church, River Run, Blessed Church. May the river of affection and affirmation and acceptance come out of this church to the waiting city. There are many people out there brokenhearted, never accepted in life, feeling rejected, wanting to be loved. What would River Run do? Would you go out there and in the name of a Father who loves us, begin to give these great gifts to the waiting world, to show them love, to show them acceptance, to show them affirmation. When they do something well, tell them, wow, that was great. People from all over the nations are in this country. Would you show them the acceptance, the affection, the affirmation of a father's heart? And lastly, some of us may not have had great mothers. Maybe your mom did not accept you in the way you needed to be accepted. Maybe life has not shown you acceptance. Or maybe you don't feel loved. Or you don't feel affirmed, celebrated for who you are. Look here. There's a Father in heaven who sent Jesus to die on the cross. And right there on the cross, he said, I accept you. I accept you. Whoever you are, tall, slim, short, Jesus says, I accept you. Always will. You're accepted in the beloved. Whoever you are, whatever you have done, God loves you so much. And God affirms you. The story of the prodigal son is a story of a father who shows these three things. He sees the son who had messed up coming back home and he runs towards him. That's acceptance. And he holds him and says, welcome back home. I accept you. He says it with action. And then he gives him a ring and he tells him, you belong here. You're affirmed right here. You're a son in this home. And he shows him a lot of affection. The Bible says he kissed him and embraced him and showed him the three things. There is a father in heaven who says, whether your mother or your father or your boyfriend or anyone else has met those needs in you, he will meet those needs in eternity. Isaiah 49, verse 15 and 16. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Is that even possible? The Bible is asking. And have no compassion on the child she has born. Though she may forget, the Bible says, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your ex may forget you, but there's a father in heaven who doesn't do that. He says, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands and you're ever before me. I love this one. Isaiah 66, the last one I'll read for you. 66 verse 12 and 13. Listen to this from the Message translation. It says, I'll pour robust well-being into her like a river. The glory of nations like a river in flood. You'll nurse at her breast, nestle in her bosom, and be bounced on her knees. Listen to what he says. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, God says to you. And then he says, you will be comforted in Jerusalem. God says, I will do this better than the best of mothers. I will do it for you. I will comfort you and praise you, love on you, and get to celebrate you. God, mothers, point to God. As fathers, as family, as we show those three things, affection, acceptance, and affirmation, we point to the heart of God. I'm so glad for Todd's family and Michelle particularly. They have hosted us this week, and she has made us feel loved, feel accepted, and she has mothered us. I felt like I was in a place where there was a mother, and I know many of you are great like this. Just get to host and love on people. What would happen if everyone left this church today, male or female, mom or dad, and we went into the waiting city of Orlando and we began to show these three things to every waiting person? What would happen to this city? What would happen to the broken people around us if we show them the love of Christ and the acceptance of Christ and the affirmation that comes from God? I know what would happen. A lot more people will accept the Father that we serve. And maybe you're here and you've never learned those things from your Father. You've never come to Him and said, I want to be your son. I want to feel accepted in you. I want to feel the affection of the cross. And I want to get the affirmation that I'm a son of God. Today is your day on Mother's Day. Come to Him and receive His love and His forgiveness in spite of yourself. And lastly, may this be a family. May River Run be a family where everyone who comes here, whatever their need and their family, their father situation or mother situation, may this be the place they will truly feel and experience the Father's heart of affection and acceptance and affirmation. So God, we just want to thank you for the Father that you are to us, that you spoke to us through Jesus Christ, through the words you spoke to your Son and said, you're mine, I love you, and I'm proud of you. And whatever we feel today, whatever we come with from our homes, we receive that from a loving Father. And Lord, we're just grateful that you give us an opportunity as men and women, and especially as mothers, to go out and show these things to others. And Lord, as we go to celebrate our mothers this afternoon, may we remember you for the three things you show us through our mothers.